Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover a farmer who faces the challenge of weeds in his wheat field and chooses not to pull them up to avoid damaging the wheat. Today's Bible verse is from Matthew chapter 13, verses 26 to 29. When the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. The slaves of the householder came to him and said, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have the weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." His slaves said to him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" He replied, "No, if you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them."
Wow, this parable from Jesus is mind-blowing. So picture this. A farmer carefully sows good seeds in his field, hoping for a bountiful harvest. But as the crops start to grow and bear fruit, something unexpected happens. Weeds begin to sprout alongside the wheat, threatening to choke out the good plants. Naturally, the slaves of the householder are perplexed. The master, however, has an explanation that surprises his slaves. He tells them, "An enemy has done this." It turns out that it wasn't a mistake or negligence on the farmer's part. Someone deliberately sowed these weeds among the wheat, sabotaging the harvest. Why would the farmer not want to eliminate the weeds that are hindering the growth of his precious wheat? There may be a deeper lesson to be learned here. This earthly struggle between the weeds and the wheat may serve a greater purpose. Think about it. In life, it's not uncommon to encounter weeds, negative influences, challenges, or temptations that try to corrupt us. They can be anything from unhealthy relationships to bad habits and vices. If we're honest with ourselves, we've all had experiences where the whole farm of our life looked more like a weed farm than a wheat field. But here's the thing. This ongoing battle between good and evil, between the weeds and wheat, prepares us for something greater. It molds us, tests our character, and strengthens our resolve. It helps us recognize the world's ways and make intentional choices to align ourselves with what is good, virtuous, and godly. So, are you a wheat? Do you see yourself as someone who strives to grow in righteousness while remaining aware of the weeds around you? Remember, you are not alone in this struggle. Weeds may surround the wheat, but it's in this very process that our true character is formed. Embrace the challenges, learn from them, and grow in faith and virtue. The Word of God is a force that transcends mere human words and ideologies. It's a dynamic and active power that operates in the lives of those who believe. Just as Paul gave unceasing thanks for the impact of God's word, we too should recognize its incredible influence. This word isn't passive, it's transformative. It has the ability to change lives, break chains, heal wounds, and restore hope. It's a living force that can redirect the course of someone's life. But faith is the key that unlocks its potential. When we believe in the power and faithfulness of God, we allow His word to take effect in our lives. It's through our unwavering trust and confidence that His word works its mighty wonders. So let's not underestimate the word of God. Let's approach it with reverence and expectation, knowing that as we believe, it will actively work in us, bringing about transformation, healing, and renewal. The word of God is not just a collection of stories. It's a divine force ready to impact our lives profoundly.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts filled with gratitude for the incredible power of your word. Thank you for the transformative force it carries and the way it can change our lives. Help us to approach your word with reverence and faith, trusting in its ability to work mightily in us. May we be open to its guidance, healing, and transformation. In believing, we invite your word to shape us into better versions of ourselves. Amen. Goodbye, and thank you for sharing this time with us. May you carry the blessings of wisdom, peace, and joy in your heart, and may you share them generously with those you encounter on your journey. Blessings to you and yours.